Hey, everybody. Matt Ruby here.
Mark Normand.
We're outside the Pitt Theater on, what is this, 29th?
29th, the old Chelsea.
Yeah. Welcome to We're All Friends here, the podcast.
Woo! It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. Big show last time. We had three guests on the show. One of them, Pat Dixon, blew it up. Was terrific. So revelatory in what he talked about. He wouldn't even let us put it on this podcast.
Right. It was pretty raunchy.
But great stuff. Definitely check him out sometime if you get a chance.
Oh, yeah.
And our first guest, an old friend, Danny Solomon.
Kansas City.
And he really opened up.
Oh, yeah. What do we got? The therapy sessions, the bad childhood, the absence of a father. I don't want to give too much away.
I think you already did.
Ah, jeez.
Here he is, Danny Solomon, everyone.
Hell yeah.
Let's say you're a girl, and you're dating someone.
Okay.
And it's his birthday. And you let him have, because you're such a good girlfriend, you let him have some girl strip at his house party.
And you bought this guy kegs.
And all kinds of other booze.
Also a ticket to a movie.
And dinner one night.
And brunch the next day.
And then you call him on his birthday and to find out where he is.
And he never calls you back.
So you find out from a friend, you show up where he's drinking, and he tells you,
"Baby, I know you're pissed, but I'm too drunk to fuck you anyway. I don't really care."
How would you feel if someone did that to you, Danny?
So she's still mad, huh?
Oh, yeah. She's pretty bitter.
I will say this. The stripper at my party, that was my 20th birthday party. She was talking about my 21st birthday party, so that one's done. She did buy me a whole bunch of stuff, though. I really did take kind of a lot of stuff from her. She was great.
Did you say I'm too drunk to fuck you anyway, so I don't really care?
I did say that. Here's what happened. I was counting shots like you're supposed to do on your birthday. How I would do it was I would order a whiskey shot with a maraschino cherry in it, so I could take the stems. Calm down. I would take the maraschino cherry stems and like put them in my pocket. By the time I was talking to her on the phone, I had 16 cherry stems in there. So I mean, nothing was gonna happen, and I certainly didn't think that she was going to break up with me.
She broke up with you because of that.
Because of that, it was my birthday, and. You know, it's probably not in there, but I was a pretty great boyfriend.
Is this the same one that paid you to have sex with her?
No. We can talk about that, though.
That's the schizo.
Yes. I dated a schizophrenic girl. This was in high school.
Literally schizophrenic.
Yeah. Like, people say, oh, my girlfriend's bipolar or something like that. She was bipolar. She was diagnosed bipolar. She was also schizophrenic. She heard voices. And I dated her for a year and a half. Because it was just a great time. We just had such a great time.
Must have felt like 3 years, right?
Yeah, because 1.5 years times two, guys. Come on. Well, all right. So I'll tell the story about her. She was first of all dating a schizophrenic girl for the first 6 months is amazing because they do nothing but like.
Yeah, how does it differ from dating a regular woman?
Well, they have. First of all, schizophrenics don't understand the value of money. That's something not a lot of people understand.
Really?
About schizophrenics.
I didn't know that.
So. I would come over to her house. And
I don't believe that.
It's absolutely
That's
true.
That's not inaccurate.
Trust me, I had to go.
Every schizophrenic has no idea of the value of money. What a bizarre trait for a disease.
I had to go on WebMD a whole bunch when I was dating this girl.
Oh, well, it must be true.
It was absolutely true. I'm telling you.
If it's on the internet.
Well, I would come to her house and she would have. I believe her, she didn't.
I believe that.
Yeah, well, I mean, all right, so, I would go over to her house and she would have. She'd be like, oh, I bought you this new camcorder. And it was like a $450 camcorder. And if I were to say no to her, she would have an episode. Like, go bonkers. Wow. A lot of these things are going to make me sound like a dick, but she. She took a swipe at me with a knife one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
You did.
Come on.
Was this because you wouldn't fuck her, or was this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right, so another trait of schizophrenia is that they just, I don't know, maybe it's the medicine, maybe it's the disease, but they love sex, just are wild about it, and she also, and like I said, I'm not going to try to sound like I'm bragging here, but she would tell me that, you know, and I don't know if it's the medicine, and I'm not saying I'm great. This isn't me bragging. I mean, because I was just putting it in there, you know, and seeing what happens.
Rolling out.
I mean, what else is there for me? Like you were saying, how do you use it? How else do you use it? You put it in and then go.
No, I'm in agreeance.
See what happens.
I mean, there are some tricks, but not all the time. And so
not all the time. Come on.
She would claim to have like 15 orgasms.
Oh, come on.
She said it was happening. I don't know how many people were having it.
The old cat on the couch syndrome. We were talking about this the other day.
Couch.
Yeah, a girl just starts orgasming all the time. She just rubs against you. It's the whole thing. It's almost like there's no challenge involved.
Oh, right.
You know, I think you're talking about dolphins.
Dolphins.
They rub on the side of the boat.
Yeah, there's some girls you don't have to do
that.
Much.
That's kind of.
But that sounds like a good thing. Wasn't that great?
The whole sex thing was amazing, but we would go at it like. When we started out, it was like 7 or 8 times a day.
Wow.
And no man can keep up that pace, so I slowed it down.
Wait, 7 or 8 times a day?
Yeah, and I mean, I was 16 at the time, and she was 21.
Just the scheduling of that alone seems difficult.
It was.
Yeah.
She would pick me up at school in her car. I would go out, walk through like the senior parking lot, and all the guys would be like, douche, because I was like totally unpopular in high school. And they'd be like, loser!
Unlike now.
You going to take cheap shots right now when I'm giving
you my pain? Go for it. No, it's all good.
Keep going with the pain.
I would walk through the senior parking lot where everybody's, you know, shitting on me, and I'd walk right into a beautiful woman's car where we go home and super fuck.
A schizophrenic beauty.
Wow, that's like, you must have felt like you were such a stud.
Yeah, but I mean, I knew how uncool I was still. Like, I mean, I had like a basketball afro, and I was 225 pounds. I mean, I was acknowledged one of the uglier dudes at that school.
Were you 225 with her?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
With her was probably the fattest I've ever been.
Wow.
And she didn't care.
Well, don't take this as a cheap shot, but she'd probably try to meet another schizo.
Yeah. Yeah, we should all try to meet one.
Well,
like I said, the first 6 months are great, but then after that, it's a whole bunch of, like, you know, voices and stuff. Like, when I wouldn't have sex with her, she'd start telling me she was in pain, and she'd, like, start screaming at me.
You also said she instigated your three-way, which instigated is an interesting word choice.
I'd like to start off by saying I've had a three-way.
Well.
And then segue into how weird it was. It was me and, like, her and a friend of hers. And
wait, the friend is a guy or a girl?
It was a girl.
All right.
Come on. But
yeah,
you've
got to clarify.
You were very unpopular.
I was just hanging out with, like, these were all punk girls, by the way. They were, like...
The suicide girls.
Not exactly, but, you know, they were
B.O.?
Like, crust punk, yeah. Like,
B.O.? A lot of B.O.?
Like dumpster punk.
Oh, yeah,
nice.
But they were cool. They were nice.
Two dumpster punks and a fatty. That's, that's a porno right there.
That's a great band name.
All right, sorry. Continue.
Yes, I mean, she ended up... They lived together for a little while in a house, and they ended up... you know, lezzing out one night.
Oh, boy.
And Bunk girls. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't... Two girls living in the same space, what are you going to do?
It happens.
So girls like each other. They're really, you know, the nice-looking girls. And so they got together one night, and then she told me about it, and she's, like, sobbing, like, oh, I was with this girl, and, or, you know, I was with this girl, and I feel so bad about it. And I was like... Well, I don't know what to think. I started just, like, acting like I thought I was supposed to act. Like,
right,
well, this
right.
is terrible. She was like, well, you know, we could make this a thing between all of us. And I was like, I don't know that I want to do that. And she was like, no, now we're doing it. Because she thought that was what was going to keep us together.
Oh, wow.
Because it's not that I wasn't into the idea, but I knew she was going to make me, like, bring it up one night.
Oh, jeez.
Just be like... Hey, so you guys want to do that three-way now that you both signed off on?
Yeah.
And
how was the other woman? Was she on board?
Yeah, I mean, but she was like, you know, she was up for anything. She was like
bad childhood.
Yeah. Well, she was huffing a lot of ether at the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there we go.
I don't know if you guys know this, but if you take starter fluid that you can put in your car and you you boil water underneath it, you do something with a strainer or something, there's just ether after a little while.
Ah, I think Eric I told me that once. Sorry, I.
So, like, she was up for anything, and we ended up having the three-way. And I mean, it was awkward. We did it, like, three more times. And it was awkward, the actual sex, because there were a lot of rules.
Yeah.
But,
like, you couldn't put it in her kind of stuff.
Yeah, and right. We were all good friends. We all hung out all the time, pretty much. I didn't know anybody else, really. But I will say, there's a lot to be said for the double blow job. I know I'm blowing people's minds here, but it's pretty wonderful. Because you close your eyes and you try to pick which, like, what's going on at each moment. You're like, oh, I bet this is her.
Wow, a lot of ball stuff.
Actually, none.
Ah. Come on, she's huffing ether, she can't hit a testy? Jesus Christ.
She's got some self-respect, Mark, okay?
Yeah. I can just see her, like, mixing the lighter fluid and then the transmission fluid, like, I'm not touching your balls. But I'm sniffing this later.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds fun.
Let's move, can we go backwards? Let's see the root of the problem here, and go back to when you bit your fourth grade teacher.
And she slapped you. She slapped you afterwards.
Yeah.
Rightfully so, I would say.
I was a really bad kid. I got, like, I just had, like, a lot of anger. I would just,
Where'd that all come from? The divorce?
No, this was before the divorce. When my parents got divorced, finally.
Maybe you actually caused the divorce.
I could see plenty of reasons why that were true. My mom never had the speech with me, like, it's not you, it's just mommy and daddy.
Oh, she's like, it might be you.
She just kind of skimmed over that.
Yeah.
And I think she had that talk with my sister, too. But I was just...
So wait. She told your sister, we're not getting divorced because of you, but she did not tell you that.
Yeah, she just never brought it up.
What a bitch. My God.
Well, it's so you, then.
My mom and dad were fighting whenever, but when they finally got divorced, my counselor was like, oh, well, you know, clearly your home situation is why you're lashing out. And I was like, yeah, totally. Totally it is.
But you don't think it was.
It wasn't. I just...
You felt that rage inside.
I feel a hot anger, like, every 20 minutes or so.
Wow.
And it takes so much
from a young age. From
yeah.
Like at an 8-year-old, you know.
Most of that, like, I mean, I can get angry these days for sure, but when I was younger, it was all over the place.
Mm. Wow. It's too bad you can't channel that.
I know. And well, something that's like carpentry or something like that.
Yeah. But then the biting. What did she do that you bit her?
I was just like acting up in class. There was a time when I hit a retarded kid who was in class with us.
Jeez.
It got bad. It got really bad.
Oh,
but,
man.
This is my fourth grade teacher, and I was just doing something. I forget what it was. And she just got so mad at me that she picks me up. She takes me into, like, the teacher's lounge.
Uh-huh.
And she just, like, stands me up against the door and just rocks me across the face.
Whoa!
And I was like, whoa, you're not allowed to do that, bitch! Or something. I don't know. I must have said something like that.
Nice.
And she got so angry that she, like, hoisted me up like a potato sack on her shoulder to, like, take me to the principal's office, because I used to go there all the time. And I would sit in the principal's office and, like, yell about how I was going to bomb the school and stuff like that. I was so that kid. I was that kid every day.
Well, you got expelled, of course.
Never got expelled.
Oh,
and I brought a gun to school one time.
Yeah. I got that here. It says you brought a gun accidentally to school. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, it was a toy gun that I had with a Halloween costume.
But it was a cap gun, and it could have shot
somebody. And I brought it to school, and I was like, hey, check out my gun. And then what happened was, like, the teacher called my dad, and she was like, can you come here and get this gun so that he doesn't get expelled? Like, she was doing me a favor by not expelling
me. Was this before or after you were beaten up with wooden planks by the members of an aggro rock band called Mime?
That was in high school.
M-Y-M-E, by the way.
I'll just say, though, about the biting. So she hoists me up on her shoulder, and I found a nice hunk of meat on the shoulder, and I just bit in there. Because I didn't want to go. I mean, what would you guys do? Come on.
Jeez, when you said she brought you into the teacher's office, I thought it was going to get nasty, but the biting, my
God. None of my stories ever end in illicit sex. They're always something like that.
Wow.
But, like,
except for the dumpster punks, it ended in illicit sex.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't underscore well enough how weird that was.
I think we got it.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that they, you know, I don't know.
Can I ask why the mimes wanted to beat you up?
Well, as
and were
usual,
they dressed as mimes?
No, no, no. They were like a, they were like a fucking, you know, this was like 1998.
Limp Bizkit right era?
Yeah, this was right when that stuff was huge, when Korn was huge, and these guys were just doing that. They were entering like Battle of the Bands and stuff like that. And so one day, one of their friends, I kind of want to see what's going on here.
Next question.
So one of these days, you know, I'm being a little shit, and I go up to one of their friends, who I know is their friend, and he's talking about the band, and I'm like, mime, they suck my balls, or something like that, just being like a jerk about it. And so I thought nothing would happen, because the guy was like, you better not talk like that, and then I just left. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I'm just walking to a friend's house in my suburban neighborhood, and a van drives by, like one of those classic, like, we're in a band, dusty old vans.
Yeah.
They drive by, I see the taillights go on.
Oh, boy.
Then they scoot back a little bit, back door opens, and five guys pile out and start beating the shit out of me. And they were like, you know, they were, like, ready to go to a show or something like that, because they were all dressed up with, like,
you were the opening act.
Oh, man.
Beat the shit out of me, and then two of the guys go back into the van. They grab out a couple of these, like, 2x4s or whatever, and they start, like, I'm not going to say that they just, like, wailed on me with it, but they started, like, jabbing me when I was on the ground.
Ah! Were you 225 pounds then?
I was, like, 215.
Thank God.
Solid 215.
Thank God.
I could have been able to sprint at that weight.
Well.
Oh, boy. What do you got racist on Agro Rock?
No, we got a fellow Jew up on stage.
Oh, right.
I'm a Jew also. Mark wishes he was Jewish, so almost all in the same boat. But I feel like you have a problem with the Jews. You kind of hate the Jews, and I want to know what it is. Is it the being cheap? Is it the conniving? Is it the horns? You know, the controlling the media? What is it about Jews that you feel is most offensive?
Well, it can't, because I'm cheap, so I can't really rag on the Jews for being cheap. I would go to Hebrew school, and these guys were just...
They beat you up. That's why you hate the Jews. They beat you up.
It was worse. They were like uppity fucking Jews. You know what I mean? Like, why everybody hates Jews is what's going on at those Hebrew schools.
Give us an example.
Yeah, what are we talking?
You know, they would all... if you didn't know any Hebrew, they would treat you like garbage.
Wow.
And they would make fun of me in... you know, Yiddish and stuff like that.
I mean, the thing is, I feel like you were getting it from all different groups, but now you're singling out the Jews as being special in some way, just for taking a Jewish approach to it.
Well, you know, you think
like,
that
they didn't beat you up with 2x4s, we could hate agro rock bands.
Yeah, no, well, you think that you've got a home, you know, with the Jews. That's what the thing is. I'm Jewish, you're Jewish, let's party down. And
even they were not a safe haven. Even
they
would come after you.
No, they were jerks, and almost more of jerks because it was such a betrayal.
So is it still a childhood thing, or how about now? How do you feel about Jews now that you meet?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like them.
Wow.
Based on that, or just is there current?
No, you know, I mean, most of the guys that I know who are Jewish, I had to ask him like, hey, are you Jewish? So we don't really cover it. But if I saw some guy like walking down the street with like the full on, you know,
people in costumes,
earlocks and hats. I'd be like,
so it's safe to say you hated RG right when you met him.
old Jewy Jewerstein over there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to ask you about...
He's a tough sell.
We were all children in the 90s, maybe late 80s, Ruby, the 50s. I got to ask, is anyone else familiar with the Home Alone gadget, the Talk Boy? And if you are, could you tell us about that?
All right.
And we'll end on this.
So like I said, I've got a lot of anger. And when I was younger, I had like, it was terrible. And I was going to say like one of the ways that I would kind of channel it was I would like scream at my video games. Like, I don't know if you get that moment where like you're pissed off at your video game and most people just, I don't know how most people deal with it. What I would do is I would yell at it like it was a guy, and I would specifically try to, like, hurt its feelings. And So I would have, like, I had Mortal Kombat 2 was, like, the one that I just could not, like, Baraka in Mortal Kombat 2 kicked my ass all the time, and I would just freak out. Every time he would beat me, I'd be like, you're fucking cheating! You're a fucking piece of shit! You're just a machine! You're nothing! And then I would do this thing, I don't know if anybody, I don't know if anybody even knows what this is, but I would, like, I would flip off God. Be like, fuck you, God, you're a piece of shit! And, like, it was just, I was, like, flipping off the ceiling. I was just being, like...
I mean, you're acknowledging that he's God, though, so then...
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
has the upper hand. So.
I just had nothing. Like, I had all this, like, rage, and I couldn't do anything with it. I would, like, punch myself in the leg.
And your mom
and like
secretly
that.
Recorded you doing this?
So this is what happened. So I'm screaming at my video game one time, and my cousin from South America is staying in my room with me. And he's hanging out in there, like, watching this, and I just can't contain myself. I'm just being like a nut. And so he grabs my Talk Boy, which I owned, and he records me doing this, like just flipping out on an inanimate object. And he gives the tape to my mom, and my mom listens to it. And then the next time I went to therapy, because I was having a therapist at this time, and it was always just like easy, we would just hang out. But this time, the therapist like had an agenda, and he was like, listen, I think we need to talk about something, so I'm going to bring your mom in here. And my mom comes in, and she brings in the Talk Boy, and I'm like, whatever, this is dumb. And then she turns on the Talk Boy, and me and my mom and my fucking 58-year-old, I don't even care about this guy therapist, have to sit there and listen to me being so stupid. It's
fucking
unbelievable.
God.
Like, saying things that were just, I mean, shameful. Just, I was, it's just embarrassingly shameful what I was doing. If I had that tape, I would play it for you guys. Just to give you an idea of how ridiculous it was. But we were just, like, sitting there and listening to it. And, you know, at the very end, he's like, well, do you have anything to say? And I look at him and I'm, like, all mad. And then I just started sobbing.
Wow. Did you attack the South American kid?
Lucho?
He ratted you out.
You can't be mad at Lucho.
I don't know.
He was trying to make me better.
All right, that was Danny Solomon.
Woo! Who knew?
Nobody knew. Wow. Nobody knew. Coming up next. The old, can I say it? She's a Jewish lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
The rare dyke kike.
Ah!
You know, the rare combination there.
Oh, yeah. Nice bod on that Kogan.
Ah, she's a great girl. Great girl. Yeah, funny lady.
Oh, yeah.
She had a funny set, and then we really got into some lesbo stuff. I had a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah.
I was curious.
I should say she was hoarse. She lost her voice. So.
Oh, yeah. We didn't do that to her.
Yeah.
She showed up that way.
Yeah.
She was ill, and her throat wasn't in fine form. But,
right.
She soldiered through it.
Yeah. She did a good job, and she helped us out through our ignorance.
Yeah, which is, it's voluminous.
Yeah.
Here's Claudia Kogan.
All right.
Do you have a dark anus?
I've never looked at it.
Come on.
It's hairy.
I would think as a really?
A little bit.
Mine is too. I've got the same hair up here as in my asshole. Do you have I would think as a lesbian, you know, you would need to keep tabs on the old anal.
That's something lesbians are into?
Well, you know, they're always right there. In that area. So I would think you would need to, you know...
Yeah, there's definitely more, like, facial exposure is what he's trying to say.
So there's extra pressure? Is this a true thing for lesbians?
No, I don't think... Like, I think they're the last group of people in the world who would get it done. Because it's like we...
Yeah, you guys are a mess down there. You don't care, right? That's the whole point. We don't have this. Like, we don't have to...
Right.
...fit into the patriarchy or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That bullshit.
No, it's rebellion.
Oh, natural.
But yeah, I guess.
You push you down there?
No.
No?
Usually.
You can be trimmed?
I do, yeah. I guess I'm like, I'm an assimilated lesbian.
Yeah. Is there like a scale? Like lipstick lesbian? Is that like above or below assimilated?
Lipstick is extremely assimilated.
All right.
Yeah. and extremely hot.
So you're more into that than like the butchies.
Is that what they are? Are they butch for butches all the way down at the bottom of the scale?
Oh, in terms of what?
What you
assimilation?
Like.
Yeah.
Well, you know, normally, yeah, I would say that. You know, you do have your like glam butches.
What is that?
But they're like, it's so weird like that I have to explain this because like it's, I don't even get it myself, so explaining it to a straight person is even harder. You're straight, right?
More or less.
But yeah, I know that about you. I think. What am I trying to say? Oh yeah, butch lesbian, like okay, L word, like LA butches are quite like they wear makeup.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that, and like in New York, you know, Cynthia Nixon's wife, Christine Marinoni.
Oh, yeah.
She's like the least assimilated, and she's probably like, there's, I don't know if there are any left like her.
So you're more of like a Porsche
and
fan.
And then the butch would be what, like a Hyundai?
No, not the car. That was a lot of fun. That was a good time. Fun with words.
Oh, of course.
But yeah, you'd be more of a, you know, the woman from Arrested Development.
She's very attractive.
But Ellen, you wouldn't brush off either.
I don't.
Roseanne, you'd say no way to, though.
Roseanne Barr?
Yeah.
Well, she's not, you're talking about Rosie O'Donnell.
Either one. Yeah.
They're not the same person.
You're like lumping them into like just the loud, fatty bitch category.
Right.
It's okay. I like them, but no, I don't think I would. Ellen is a little too butch for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Always wearing those suits.
Well, I think that's kind of her thing, the pantsuit.
It's not hot.
Well, she's got a haberdasher. I don't want to talk to her.
Ah.
Oh, I mean, not sexually. I'm sure, she's very nice.
Yeah. Now,
and could hire me in a second for an amazing Emmy-winning show.
Can I? This is gonna not go over well, but I've always wondered this,
please,
and I don't
please.
Take this in any malicious way. But sometimes I think that lesbian women don't care much about appearance. Like you'll see a pretty hot lipstick lesbian with like a Rosie O'Donnell type.
Yeah.
Is that just the inner person thing, or
are you into women visually the same way guys are, or it's a different thing?
I think it's a little different. I think you guys are a little extreme.
Yeah. But it's half of the world, so.
Yeah. So I know.
How extreme can it be? I mean,
I guess. I know. I have friends who are very femme who really enjoy the butch woman,
uh-huh.
who really like it. It sets their heart pitter patter.
Right.
Well, then it's kind of, well, this ties in maybe with something that I think sometimes, because I feel like gay men really like love cock, like they really do. Sometimes I feel like gay women just hate men.
I don't think it has anything to do with men.
Yeah, is there ever lesbians who are just like, men and how they act? I can't stand that. I'm going to choose to be a lesbian just because of how much I hate men.
I've never, ever come across that. I know way more straight women who hate men.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
And they're like, why can't I be gay? And I'm like, I don't, because you don't like pussy. Sorry.
Right. Do you feel you're born with it? Every lesbian you've ever met, she's known from a young age that she was a lesbian.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, not from a young age. Like, they'll figure it out after, like, a marriage or two. But
they're never driven into it by being abused or something? That's a ridiculous question, right?
I want my daughter to be a lesbian. I'm going to go touch her. I know both people, both parties who have been molested and turned out, so one straight, one totally gay. Hmm. How about that?
What do you think? Is there any connection between any gay people? Is there ever a correlation between them being molested at some point?
Well, I've heard, you know, like I grew up without a father, and that might be why I'm gay. I've heard something like that before.
Hmm.
But that was on
that
like,
doesn't seem like enough.
Yeah, well, you know.
Right.
When did you realize you were the old?
When was I like that? You know, I knew really early, and I didn't accept it.
Uh huh.
So I just kind of became like a neuter.
What does that mean, you knew?
A newt.
No, no, no. When you knew really early. Oh, yeah. You saw a girl, you're like, I want to lick her purse, her pussy. Or purse. Anyway. like, what's that feeling?
It doesn't, like, start out, like, you don't know what you want to do when you're gay. Like, you just know that, the first woman I ever liked was my math teacher.
Ah.
And you know why? Because she reminded me a little of David Byrne.
Wow.
And she was just, like, this really hip, edgy, like, 80s chick that I thought was so cool. And I didn't realize that I liked her until, like, much later.
Right.
And I was like, oh, Marjorie.
Was she a lesbian?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. What was it about her that you liked? The David Byrne thing? Because then you could just have liked David Byrne.
No, she was like a female David Byrne. She had like cool, thick glasses, and she wore like interesting sweaters. And
Sounds like a lesbian. Sounds like a lesbian.
I mean, well, how hot could... You know what I'm talking about, guys.
Well, I heard from an outside source, by that I mean a straight person, that you don't, as a lesbian, you don't like the old penetration in any way.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
No, it's correct. It's totally correct. I wasn't planning on having anyone here penetrate me. So this is, I'm glad.
Emotionally.
I don't like it. It hurts.
Really?
Get
still?
It out of me. Yeah.
What about like a small strap-on?
How about that rabbit thing?
I'll tell you something this is really, really, like, you want something personal?
Of course.
Sure.
I have, like, the world's most sensitive clitoris.
Wow.
That's what we were talking about before.
Give it up.
Pat on a couch. Here it is. In person.
Thank God. That'll give some Pat Dixon a reason to stay.
Pat Dixon, we were talking about it earlier. No, for it.
Well, that sounds great for you.
Yeah, that seems nice.
No, it's hell. Because everybody's like pounding and like...
You got to tell them to calm down.
Yeah. I'm like, take it down to one.
Right. So when you like pull up the panties, it's like a whole orgasm.
Well, sure.
She really is an expert on women. You know, she has sex with so many of them. She is one.
Right.
There's all kinds of questions we could ask.
Okay,
that's true.
There's some girls just one time a night orgasm. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Is that a common thing, you think?
I've never heard that.
Well,
it's usually all your multiple. You know, is it? Yeah. What's the range here? What are we looking at?
I'm trying to give you like the best answer because I don't know if anyone will ever talk to you about this again. But I will say this: I am a one orgasmer.
Really?
Yes.
One a night.
And so if I've been with women who wanted more, they didn't get it. So sorry.
Wait,
are you talking about
two?
Giving or receiving?
Oh, like everyone gets one and then you go to bed.
Right.
But you could have more than one.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Okay, I'm confused.
That's
all
right. We all are.
I'm sorry. Oh God, this is going to be on the internet. Destroying all potential relationships.
No one listens.
Okay, great. Thank God. That's what I was counting on. I would say this, yes, multiples are very possible.
For you?
Yeah.
All right, that's great. How about with the other girls that you're with?
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
Now we've got a diplomat in the house. Come on now. All right.
Teach me.
Yeah, what's the key? What does Mark need to know?
The key is just do things that they like.
See, I'm still doing like the pounding.
Maybe she likes that.
No, what do you think you know that? What do you think you know that most men haven't figured out? What's something that like the men here should know about how to treat a lady right?
I would say it might be fun for women to be treated like there's no ultimate final goal.
There is. We have to lie? Do we have to bring lying into it?
I'm talking about, like, just sort of, like, act like it and then do it.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
I'm lost.
I don't know how to tell you how to fuck your girlfriends. Like,
it's a problem.
That's why we have you on the show.
Just ask them.
Well, I think what she's saying is like, don't put too much pressure on it to be like she's good, like something's got to happen. You know, women like to pretend they don't know what's happening, and then just all out of nowhere, it just surprises them. Yeah, girl, they're crazy like that.
Well, right. Don't like make it like super pretend. Like, don't be at like Coney Island.
What would that be like?
I don't know. Actually, I don't. Maybe that'd be really
was
fun.
Was it weird coming out to the folks?
Because
I feel as like a lesbian, it's not as bad as being a male gay.
Everyone loves lesbians.
Right, right. Like,
No.
Who doesn't love
maybe
lesbians?
You do, like younger guys. I don't know.
Oh, even women are okay with lesbians. They're way more okay with lesbians than men are with gay dudes.
Okay. I will take your anecdotal evidence. I don't really know. I don't know. Yeah.
It's true. What? Everyone loves lesbians because they're not threatening in any way. They're like everyone's friend. They're everyone's friend.
Threatening?
No. You're cute. Come on.
Well, let's
talk about, you know, we had one three-way already tonight.
Right.
Okay.
And I wasn't clear about this. You losing your virginity, you were 25 years old, and it was you, a friend of a friend, and another friend DJing resentfully.
DJing?
Resentfully.
DJing.
What does that mean? Was he just playing that Chumbawamba song over and over again?
I can't back down.
Yeah.
That'd be there. The girl who I first hooked up with, she was a big slut and
lesbian slut.
Bi.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Commit.
Well, I all I needed her was for like a little while. That sounds disgusting. I'm sorry.
No, she had to break you in. That's cool.
She had to break me in. It was a friend of a friend, and because we were at his house, and we just started kind of going at it on his bed, and meanwhile, like, he was like, hey, what about me? And, but we,
this
like...
This is the resentful DJ?
So he started playing music, and he was like, what do you guys want to hear?
Ha! Jeez. Holy hell. At least jerk off in front of you. I mean, what is he doing with the stereo?
But what he was playing most of the time was the Fat Boys.
Oh, God.
So it was rap music.
It was rap music.
The Fat Boys, that's pretty offensive.
It was LPs, because he really was a DJ.
Was he scratching?
No. He started twirling.
Wouldn't it be great if that was a lesbian move, the scratch?
Right, yeah.
Right
on our
pussy.
Fat Boys, at least he didn't play
The Disorderlies.
Disorderlies?
Can't even talk. One Fat Boys fan in the back, alright.
Trying to think. Like,
that was the movie the Fat Boys starred in. Just,
I thought he was going to play Where Have All the Cowboys Been?
And you had sex while he was doing this.
Yeah.
And he was watching.
He was watching, and like he kept
focusing mostly on the music.
He was like a little bit of scratching, and like we were also under the cover, so he couldn't really see us.
Oh, right.
And then,
right.
But then at one point we were like, "Is this weird for you, Albert?" And he was like, "No." And then I was like, "Well, it's okay because we're under the covers, right?" And he was like, "Yeah." And then he like flipped the covers off of us.
Whoa.
And but then I think we were almost done at that point.
Almost. That seems like it would ruin the mood a little bit, Albert.
You know what?
Off the
I was so busy thinking that I was falling in love with this woman. I didn't really notice. She was my first one.
Right. So you still have like the female emotions going.
I still have those. Yeah.
She's not like a cyborg or anything.
I have an emotional being.
And never been with a man.
I have, yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
That.
This is after the
This is after
DJ.
It came out.
Wow. You just wanted to give it a whirl.
Yeah.
Did he penetrate?
He did penetrate.
That's how she knows it hurts.
Yeah, you're right.
But maybe that's just the first time, or does it always hurt that much?
I'll tell you what.
Oh, boy.
If you're drunk enough, it doesn't really matter.
Mm. Yikes.
That's words to live by right there.
Were you turned on?
I didn't mean to make that a yikes moment, but...
No. Were you turned on with the guy at all? There was nothing, or...
I would say that I was turned on. It was like... But it was, what it was kind of weird about it was, like, anybody who is, like, nicely touching your body and, like, kissing you and, like, doing awesome things to you, that feels good to me.
Okay.
But then, like, what was different was the emotional landscape.
Ah. As meaning his balls.
How'd you feel about his dick? That was part of it, too, right?
You know what? Dealing with dick is so much easier than pussy.
Yes!
It was so much easier to blow than eat out. I gotta say, I will go on the record. I'm sorry. I don't want to betray my sisters, but it fucking sucks sometimes.
You heard it here first.
Claudia Kogan, everyone. Give it up to Claudia.
Yeah! All right, love that Kogan. What a doll.
That was great, great. Thank you, Claudia, for bearing with us in our ignorance on lesbianage.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Lesbianography? Oh, that's it. I think it's fag hag. What is that?
That is not. That's
something else.
Those are girls who like gay men.
Oh, right. All right, well, we got no Pat. I feel bad. I feel like we should...
I know. Well, you guys should come to the show, too, if you're in New York, because it's pretty great. It was really an awesome interview. We sweated through it. It was hot up there, but he revealed a lot.
Maybe we should roll an audio clip of Eddie Money in Pat's place.
Because Eddie Money and Pat Dixon...
It encaptures him, you know?
Yeah, it was Two Tickets to Paradise-esque.
Exactly my point.
Oh, that Eddie Money. Do we know another Eddie Money song yet?
No, and I don't want to.
There's a higher chance.
Oh, good. We got
two Eddie Money fans just walked by.
There you go.
You can tell by the unemployment checks.
I think they're on their way to the pawn shop.
All right, well, that's our show.
That's it. We'll see you, that Schtick or Treat. Well, that's years ago. That's, I shouldn't have said that, actually. Oh, boy.
You're giving away our secrets.
See you in September.
All right. Take it easy.
Yep.